Nolte, study shows murders skyrocketing in anti-police, Democrat-run cities. By John Nolte on April 15, 2021. In 12 American cities run by Democrats, the murder rate is skyrocketing, according to a study by the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, LELDF. Nationally, the murder rate has hit a 26-year high. The LELDF study sees a direct correlation between the Democrat Party's anti-police rhetoric and how Democrat-run cities have turned that rhetoric into action through police budget cuts, mandates that reduce policing efforts such as stops and arrests, a lack of criminal prosecution by far-left prosecutors, and the morale issues that have resulted in a massive number of retirements. In 2020, across the nation, homicides jumped a whopping 25%, which took us all the way back to the bad old days of 1995, the year before a violent crime and murder spree that launched in the 1970s finally started to come to an end. This data confirms that in places where law enforcement saw the most resistance from community leaders and calls for less policing, we saw more homicides, LELDF President Jason Johnson told the Washington Examiner. He added that progressive prosecutors made it clear that making arrests for drug and weapons crimes that will go unprosecuted only exposes officers to the risk of disciplinary action, lawsuits, and criminal prosecution. So, to mitigate that risk, police took a more passive approach. Some examples. Democrat-run Chicago, arrests/stops are down 53%, murders are up 65%. Democrat-run New York City, arrests/stops are down 38%, murders are up 58%. Democrat-run Louisville, arrests/stops are down 35%, murders are up 87%, not a typo, percent. Democrat-run Minneapolis, arrests/stops are down 42%. Murders are up 64%. Democrat-run Los Angeles, arrests/stops are down 33%, murders are up 51%. Democrat-run St. Louis is now America's murder capital. In 2020, the murder rate hit a 50-year high, with 87 out of every 100,000 residents being murdered. You are now three times more likely to be murdered in St. Louis than in Mexico. In Democrat-run Portland, the study says after the policing budget was slashed by $12 million and three police units were eliminated, shootings climbed 173%, not a typo, percent, and murders rose 255%, not a typo. The study further points out this is not the first time this has happened. Back in 2015, after riots occurred over yet another media hoax, arrests dropped 28% and murders rose 55%. The report compared the periods of June to February in 2019 to 2020 to 2020 to 2021. Floyd died in late May last year. This means that in 2020, the United States recorded over 20,000 murders, 4,000 more victims than 2019. None of this is at all surprising, and while the study doesn't go into detail regarding the victims, does anyone doubt the victims of this explosion in murder are predominantly poor and black? Another byproduct of all this dangerous anti-cop rhetoric, policy, and smearing is an increased belligerence towards law enforcement, which is something that can, in the wink of an eye, escalate a run-of-the-mill stop into something ugly and dangerous. Listen, I am not and have never been one of these back-the-blue types. Be it cops, teachers, or healthcare workers, my lifelong problem with authority prevents that, as does my revulsion towards cults of personality. Nevertheless, when you're dealing with law enforcement, you will never win by becoming belligerent. Belligerence never ends well for either party, and during the few instances in my life where I've dealt with the cops, it's always yes, sir, and no, sir. And I've only had one bad experience where I felt harassed, like the cop was looking to make a ticket quota and, even though I was seething, yes, sir served me very well. So when I see this anti-police insanity, this BS comparing police officers to the Ku Klux Klan, which was a Democrat organization, by the way, all you will ever get from those smears, and I believe this is by design, is a situation where belligerence equals an unnecessary confrontation with the police, which creates a vicious cycle that's meant to perpetuate anti-policing attitudes. And I say it's by design because there is simply no question the fascist left is deliberately looking to destroy American cities. As I wrote earlier this week, the left has intentionally checkmated these Democrat-run cities into destroying themselves. Obviously, The Democrats in these cities enjoy living this way. Why else would they continue to vote for failure year after year, decade after decade? Regardless, it's not my problem. You see, I escaped two Democrat-run shitholes and now live in a safe, clean, racially tolerant place called rural Magaland. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.